Hey Buddha.
Hmm?
I recite it. Namo Dasa, three times. Namo Dasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasa. Yesterday, I had discussed about Anapana meditation up to fourth jhana stage. The light of wisdom of the fourth jhana is very strong and powerful. For some meditators, this light spread up to the whole world or maybe up to many universes. For some meditators, the whole room or maybe a little bit far away. So, you have also mind. This is the willpower of your mind. If you train hard according to Buddha's teaching, then you can attain this jhana. Maybe difficult, but if you train hard, then you can attain. But if the method is wrong, you cannot attain. Because Anapana is very difficult meditation practice. Very difficult meditation practice means it can be found in the Buddha's dispensation only. And other religions such as Hinduism, etc., they also teach Anapana, not saying like Buddha's teaching. So because of this reason, if you practice Anapana meditation according to Buddha's teaching systematically, if you also try hard, you can attain up to fourth jhana. Based on the fourth jhana, or based on the light of wisdom of the fourth jhana, if you want to practice other samatha meditation subjects, it is also possible. If you want to go to vipassana, it is also possible. Today we will discuss how to practice vipassana meditation based on Anapana fourth jhana. If you want to practice vipassana, systematic way of practice is necessary. In Mahasri Brahma Sutta, Buddha taught Anapana meditation, long breath, short breath, the whole breath body, and tranquilizing the breath formations, four stages. Your breath tranquilized completely when you attain fourth jhana. So fourth jhana is last stage of samatha meditation. After that, Buddha taught vipassana. How Buddha taught? Iti ijadhava gaya gaya nubhasi viharati. Vaidhava gaya gaya nubhasi viharati. Ijadhava vaidhava gaya gaya nubhasi viharati. What is the meaning? Thus, a bhikkhu abides contemplating the body as body internally, or he abides contemplating the body as body externally, or he abides contemplating the body as body both internally and externally. What is the meaning of body? The meaning of the body is explained in Patisamhita Magga. Patisamhita Magga was taught by the Venerable Sariputta. So what is body? According to Pali terms, body means kaya. What is kaya? There are two types of kaya, rupa kaya and nama kaya. Rupa kaya they translate as material body, of the body of materiality. Nama kaya they translate as the body of mentality. What is body? Why they translate as body? I don't know exactly, but in Bali, this is called kaya. Why Buddha taught as kaya? Madiri adime madiradi, as well as adime mentality, rise as a group only. No, they cannot rise single. Because of this reason, if they arise together with concomitant materialities or associated mental formations, they never arise single. Because of this reason, Buddha gave this ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality as kaya. Rupa kaya, nama kaya. If you want to understand rupa kaya, ultimate, the body of ultimate materiality or the group of ultimate materiality, how you should practice? If you want to understand ultimate materiality, Buddha taught only two ways. Four elements meditation in brief way. And four elements meditation in detail or in a wider way. Four elements meditation in brief way is mentioned in this Mahasatipatthana Sutta. Four elements meditation in wider way or in detail mentioned in Mahayaulavada Sutta, Dhatu Vimaka Sutta, Mahahatipatthapama Sutta, and Dhatu Vimaka Pali text. So in those suttas, Buddha also explained how to discern ultimate materiality in detail. If you want to practice or if you want to understand ultimate materiality, then you should follow Buddha's instruction. If you should practice four elements meditation in brief way or four elements meditation in detail, you can choose according to your own desire. So because of this reason, tonight I want to explain four elements meditation. Now, some meditators are also practicing four elements meditation. There are four elements: Prithvi Dhatu, Abho Dhatu, Tejo Dhatu, Vayo Dhatu. Earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. What is earth element? There are six characteristics in earth element. They are hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, and lightness. Altogether, there are six characteristics. In water element, there are two characteristics. They are flowing and cohesion. In fire element, there are two characteristics. They are heat and coldness. In wind element, there is only one characteristic, supporting. But pushing is the function of wind element. But altogether, there are, as general, if we can say, there are 12 characteristics. Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness, flowing, cohesion, heat, coldness, supporting, and pushing. Altogether, there are 12. You should try to discern these 12 characteristics one by one throughout the body. If it is very difficult for you to discern these 12 characteristics, then you can start with easy one. Usually, pushing is the function of wind element. Although it is function, it is very easy to understand the elements. So usually we teach first pushing. If you want to practice pushing, how you should try? In every sentence you should try to re-establish your anabana podjana. When your anabana podjana produce strong, powerful, brilliant lights, At that time, emerging from your anabana potjana, you should discern pushing. For example, when you are breathing in, you can follow along your breath up to the center of your head. When breathing in, you can feel pushing. When breathing out, you can feel pushing. From that point, you should concentrate on the pushing only. Then slowly, when your concentration develops, you will see pushing clearer and clearer. Pushing will be very clear to your mind. At that time, you should extend your discernment area from inside to outside the whole head, from head to neck, chest, abdomen, and the whole throughout the body up to your foot. So again, from foot to head, head to foot, you should try again and again. If you get discern pushing throughout the body, while walking also you should try to discern pushing. When you press on the ground, your foot to press another step. At that time, pushing is very clear. From that point, you should try to understand pushing throughout your body. While bending your hand, while stretching your hand, there is pushing. In every bodily movement, there is still pushing. While you are focusing pushing, if it is very difficult to you, while breathing in or while breathing out to see pushing, then you can change your abdomen. Everything is moved when it is moved. Here, please try to see. This is moved. Why? Because of pushing. Behind every movement, there is pushing. You should emphasize pushing only. From this abdomen, you should try to see throughout the body pushing up and down. You can try no problem. Anywhere, you can step. But only one place is not enough. You must try to see throughout the body. Why? In your body, throughout the body, everywhere there are four elements. So, because of this reason, if you cannot discern four elements together, you must start one by one only. So if you can discern pushing, when walking, when sitting, when standing, when lying down, in every bodily posture, you can continue to discern hardness. How you can try to discern hardness? If you touch both bones, you can feel hardness. If you touch both teeth, you can feel hardness. So from that clear point, you can try to discern hardness. If it is not okay, then you should re-establish your fourth channel, anabana fourth channel again. When strong powerful like a bear at the time, imagine from your fourth channel, you should try to discern pushing again throughout the body. When pushing spread throughout the body, other than you should try to discern hardness. If you discern hardness, if it is difficult, then you should try to discern together with pushing. Please bite both teeth a little bit. Then you can feel hardness as well as pushing. So pushing, hardness, two together if you try. When pushing spread, hardness also will spread throughout the body. In every bodily posture, you must try to discern pushing and hardness. If you satisfy, then you can continue to discern roughness. How you should try to discern roughness? Please try pushing in hardness again and again. Then you can feel roughness. If it is not clear, then please rub with your tongue on the top of your upper teeth. Please rub. Then you can feel roughness. From this point, you can try roughness. If it is not easy, then again, you should try three together. First, you should try pushing, then hardness, then roughness. Pushing, hardness, roughness, three together. If you train in this way, pushing in hardness, when pushing in hardness spread throughout the body, roughness also will spread throughout the body. In every bodily bodhya, you must try to discern pushing, hardness, roughness. If you satisfy the heaviness, please try another one. If you practice again and again pushing, hardness, and roughness, heaviness will appear in your mind. But if it is not clear to your mind, then you should try to press on your body. On your thigh, please press. Then you can feel heaviness. This is very easy. If heaviness is very clear to your mind, then you should continue supporting. Supporting is to make your body stable. When you are sitting, you must try to make stable your body. You are trying not strike. Because of this supporting element, weight element. If you cannot support, then you will fall down. So supporting is very easy. If it is not clear, then a little bit shake to your body. Then you can clearly understand supporting, not to fall down. If supporting is very clear, then repeat this part again and again. Pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, and supporting. If you can try this five characteristics in every bodily posture, then you can continue another one, softness. Inside your lower lip, please touch with your tongue. Then please relax. Then you can feel softness. From this point, you can try softness throughout the body. Whenever one element is not clear, then repetition will be necessary. Please repeat previous ones again and again. If it is also not okay, then you can re-establish your Anapana Bodhicitta again. Why? Concentrate that mind can understand the Dhammas as they really are. This is mentioned in Sicca Sanyoga as well as Khandavarga Sanyoga. Because of this reason, if you re-establish your Anapana Bodhicitta concentration, you can easily discern these characteristics very easily. You can discern very, very quickly. So please re-establish your Anapana Bodhicitta. Imagine from your Anapana Bodhicitta, please pay attention inside your lower lip. And then please touch with your tongue inside your lower lip. From this point, you can pay attention to softness. Then softness will spread throughout the body. When softness spread throughout the body, at that time, please rub inside your lower lip with your tongue, with a little bit sliver. Then you can feel smoothness. So softness, smoothness also, if softness and smoothness spread throughout the body, then naturally, lightness will follow after them. If it is not clear, then you should try opposite heaviness. When your body begins heavy, then you can raise up your one finger. Then you can feel lightness. Softness, smoothness, lightness. All together, there are eight characteristics. Please repeat these eight characteristics again and again. In every bodily posture. Then please continue another two. They are very easy. Heat and coldness. If you touch to your hands, then you can feel warmness. From this point, you can pay attention to warmness throughout the body. Then you can feel heat. Please pay attention on the nostril. When you are breathing in on the nostril, you can feel coldness. This coldness also you should try to understand throughout the body. Heat and coldness, they are the characteristics of fire element. These two characteristics are very easy. You can already, maybe you can You may be already seen these two characteristics. If you get this and these two characteristics, then you can continue another two, flowing in cohesion. How you should discern flowing in cohesion? Please try 10 characteristics again. What are they? Pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, supporting, softness, smoothness, lightness, heat and coldness. These 10 characteristics you should try again and again. At that time, cohesion will appear. Cohesion is if you grasp your hand tightly, then you can feel tightness. This is called cohesion. If it is not clear, please try only pushing in hardness again and again. Then you will feel cohesion. If cohesion is clear, you can try another one, flowing. If you had been re-established, Anabana Podhichana in every city, with the assistance of the light of wisdom of your Podhichana, you can discern 32 paths easily. And then you can also can see blood circulation through of your body. The blood is flowing up and down through of your body. If there is no flowing of blood, then you will die. So, blood circulation is because of flowing. So you can try to see this flowing also. Altogether, there are 12 characteristics. I will repeat again. Pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, supporting, softness, smoothness, lightness, heat and coldness, cohesion and flowing. Altogether, 12. Please repeat these 12 again and again. If you finish 12, then this is called one round. Within 1 minute, 2 or 3 rounds will be necessary. If you get this very, very quickly, then please change series according to Buddha's teaching. Buddha teach 4 elements, earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, according to this series Buddha taught. What are earth element? Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, and lightness. 6 characteristics. What are water element? Flowing and cohesion. 2 characteristics. What are fire element? Heat and coldness. 2 characteristics. What are wind element? Supporting and pushing. So altogether there are 12 characteristics. You should try these 12 characteristics according to this series. This series means hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness, flowing, cohesion, heat, coldness, supporting, and pushing. According to this series, please repeat again and again throughout the body. If you get this very, very quickly, then please overview. You are sitting, you are standing, and then look down your body above. So when you are overviewing your whole body, you should emphasize only characteristics, 12 characteristics only. Before you are overviewing, you should try at least 10 minutes to discern 12 characteristics from head to foot throughout the body again and again. If you can discern these 12 characteristics very, very quickly, then please overview. While overviewing, you should focus only elements. You should not emphasize your body. As a general, you should focus 12 characteristics. While you are focusing 12 characteristics again and again, then if you get this many of characteristics nearly simultaneously, other than you can change four group. Seeing hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness, you should pay attention. These are earth element. Seeing flowing cohesion, you should pay attention. These are water element. Seeing heat and coldness, you should pay attention. These are fire element. Seeing, supporting, and pushing, you should pay attention. These are wind element. Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element. Earth, water, fire, wind. Earth, water, fire, wind. In this way, you should concentrate on four elements object only. If you can concentrate on these four element objects, sometimes elements are very, very quickly appear in your mind. Other than just please focus. It is not necessary to note at what the fire went. You should just focus only. Please concentrate on these four elements object only. When your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then you will not see your body, you will see a group of four elements only. Compactness of four elements. On that four element object, if you can concentrate well, then slowly you will not see your body. You will see only white foam. White foam like cotton wool. So, at that time, you will see a group of the mass of your body as a cotton wool. At that time, in that cotton wool also, you must try to discern 12 characteristics. If you can discern 12 characteristics, it is okay. If you cannot discern 12 characteristics, then you should try one by one. As a whole, you should try hardness to discern. As a whole, the whole body, you should try to discern hardness. In that one form, you should try to discern hardness. So, again, if you try, then you will understand the hardness of the white form. Then, if you can discern hardness, then please increase another one, hardness and roughness. The whole body, as a general hardness and roughness, in white form, hardness and roughness. In this way, if you increase one by one, then you can understand 12 characteristics. 12 characteristics of the white form. At that time, please change four group. Earth, water, fire, wind. In this way, if you can try again and again, when your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then you will not see white form. You will see transparent body like ice block. In that transparent body also, you must try to understand 12 characteristics of four elements. And then you must concentrate on these four elements objects. When you are concentrated on these four element objects, then slowly you can see a group of small bodies. This transparent body break into pieces. But if you cannot see, then at that time you should try to understand akasha space. If you can pay attention to this space, the space is between kalapas, the boundary of kalapas. If you can see this space, then very soon you will see kalapas. If you see kalapas, at that time kalapas are very quick. Very, very quickly they are rising and passing away. At that time you should not pay attention, they are rising and passing away. You should emphasize only elements or characteristic only. If you can discern four elements in each kalapa, then this is the last stage of samatha four elements meditation, as well as beginning stage of vipassana. At that time only you can understand ultimate materiality. Today I will stop here. I want to discuss question and answer. Last night, one question I do not understand well, so I discussed with Sierra Uaganya. He explained his tomato. So, while... Okay, please, last night question, please. Walking?
Yeah, I can explain to you. The question is, when they are sitting and in great pain, when the body produces pain, and the question is it produced by consciousness or is producing it?
More pain. I do not understand more pain. So because of this, I must ask again and again. For example, when you are practicing anapana, if you attain up to fourth jhana stage, then if you can maintain your fourth jhana full absorption up to 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, etc., at that time, you cannot feel any pain in your body. What is the reason? Because of concentration. Concentrated mind can produce small particles. No, you may understand. When you are practicing four elements meditation, you can see small particles. If we analyze these small particles, they are four types of materiality. Kama produced materiality, kamaja rupa. Mind produced materiality, chirija rupa. Temperature produced materiality, uduja rupa. Then, nutritive essence produced materiality, aharaja rupa. There are four types of rupas. Among these four types of rupas, mind, fourth jhana mind is superior mind. That fourth jhana superior mind also can produce, superior mind produce small particles. These small particles spread throughout the body successfully for a long time. For a long time means if you can maintain your fourth jhana full absorption concentration up to 3 hours. Successfully for 3 hours, this mind produce small particles are spreading throughout the body. One mind moment can produce uncountable small particles. Within 3 hours, uncountable, countless, fourth jhana mind moments are rising and passing with successively. Because of this reason, within one sitting, numerous, uncountable, small mind-produced particles, kalabas, are spreading throughout the body. If you analyze these mind-produced kalabas, in each kalaba, there are 8 types of materiality. Art element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence. Among these 8 types of materiality, art element, fire element, wind element, hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness, heat and coldness, supporting and pushing. These 10 characteristics or 3 elements are called tangible objects. Tangible object means they can impinge on your transparent body. You can see throughout your body if you can discern 4 elements meditation systematically. And if you see kalabas, transparent kalabas are spreading throughout the body. Among these transparent kalabas, there are many numerous uncountable transparent body kalabas. This transparent body is the mind produced kalabas, tangible object, 3 elements impinge on this transparent element, transparent body element. When they impinge, then good feelings appear. Because mind produced materiality are superior materiality. When superior materiality impinge this body, good feelings appear. When these good feelings spread throughout the body, at the day, painful feelings disappear slowly. This is within body. But Sri Aurobindo, I discussed about his Dhamma talk. He told about Westerners' scientific experiment. They do experiment in laboratory to test the blood. When they are entering into full absorption stage, at that time they suck their blood and they test in the laboratory. While they are testing in the laboratory, they can find morphine, maybe many. These are produced by mind or not? This is the question. My produce materiality, I had we now explained. If you analyze my produce materiality, there are eight types. Among eight types, there is fire element, tejo. That fire element is called udu, temperature. Udu and fire element, name is different, but meaning is same. That temperature fire element can produce new generations, uncountable new generations. In this generation, generations makes kalapas. These kalapas, if you analyze, there are also eight types of materiality. Among eight types of materiality, there are also three types of tangible objects. Earth element, fire element, wind element. They impinge on your body transparent element. At that time also, happiness feeling, peaceful feelings also appear. In the same way, if they suck the blood from the internal body to external, when the blood reaches external wall, then this is not Chitija Rupa. Connected Chitija Rupa is this group, but this is called temperature produced materiality only. They can test this blood in their laboratory. That blood is only temperature produced, but that temperature produced materiality is connected with mind produced materiality inside. So when they reach external one, they are not mind produced materiality. They are temperature produced materiality. But that temperature, original temperature, is produced by mind. So they are connected a little bit only. If you want to understand in detail, please practice practically. Okay, it is better. Okay. You can read number one question. Many. Okay.
Question number one. Is the path to Buddhahood the same as the path to Arahanthood? What are the differences in practice besides the 10 perfections? I repeat. Is the path to Buddhahood the same as the path to Arahanthood? What are the differences in practice besides the 10 perfections?
Do you want to become Buddha? Can you renounce Malaysia? If you want to become Buddha, then you must renounce this world. Please put aside this world. Then can you renounce Malaysia? If you can renounce your family, it will be okay. So, if you want to become Buddha, then you must fulfill 10 paramis. How long? 4 asankhya kappa aeons. 4 asankhya means uncountable aeons. And then 100,000 aeons. This is at least you must fulfill this 10 paramis. But this is only after the receiving sure definite prophecy. After receiving definite prophecy from one Buddha, at that time only at least 4 uncountable aeons and 100,000 aeons. But before receiving definite prophecy, niyata jatita, how long they must practice? This is moha. Moha means more than 4 asankhya, uncountable aeons. According to Yasodhara's theory, Abhidhamma, we can understand Yasodhara theory as Yasodhara theory wish for to be the follower of our Buddha. She wished for under the 2,000 Buddhas. So within 4 asankhya and With the four earth in Kriya in 100,000 aeons, only 24 Buddhas only. 24 Buddhas excluding before Dipangara Buddha, three Buddhas, and Gorma Buddha. If we exclude these four Buddhas, our Bodhisattva meet with 24 Buddhas only. But Yasodhara Thiri, she wished for to be the follower of our Buddha, to fulfill our Buddha's parami. How long? How many Buddhas? More than 2,000. So, before receiving definite prophecy, the time is more long, very, very long. So very, very long time ago, they must try to fulfill the paramis. But if you want to become arahat, how long you should fulfill paramis? Only two padas are important. Two padas means adhikara cha chandata. Adhikara means very strong, powerful, wholesome tamas. You must accumulate very strong, powerful, wholesome tamas. What are these very strong, powerful, wholesome tamas? I will explain later. Another padas is strong, powerful, desire to attain arahatship. So these two factors are necessary. Number one is adhikara. What is adhikara? According to Lady Sierra's opinion and commentary's explanation, adhikara means savagas must fulfill two paramis. Number one is contact. Number two is wisdom, vijja and charana. Vijja is wisdom, charana is contact. How many vijja, how many contact charanas? There are 15 types of charana. 15 types of charanas are, I want to calculate. Number one is Padimokha Samara Sila, purification of bhaju. If you are bhikkhu, then you must purify your bhikkhu sila. If you are lay devotee, then you must purify your bhaju by observing 5 precepts or 8 precepts or 10 precepts. This is number one, purification of bhaju. When you are trying to purify your bhaju, you must wish for realization of nibbana. Idame punya nibbana sapichyo hodu. Idame sila nibbana sapichyo hodu. In this way, may this sila bhaju be the supporting cause for realization of nibbana. With such intention, you must accumulate this wholesome sila, wholesome tamas. This is one, number one. Then number two is guarding your faculties. You must guard your faculties. How you should guard? You should guard your faculties not to run through these faculties, not to enter into your mind different types of defilements. How you should guard? One meditation subject is necessary. If you want to guard your faculties, through these faculties not to come any defilement, then you must emphasize one meditation object. When you are practicing anapana, in every bodily posture, you must focus on your anapana meditation object only. If you get attain jhana, then in every bodily posture, you should try to attain jhana only. Or if you are practicing four elements meditation, in every bodily posture you must practice four elements meditation. You should always put your mind on your four elements meditation object only. In the same way, if you are practicing other samathas, such as kasinas, etc., you must always emphasize your kasina meditation object. If you can keep on your mind When you are meditation object always, then defilements will not visit to your mind. This is guarding your faculties. When you are practicing vipassana, in every bodily bodhya, you must practice vipassana only. Always you must contemplate anicca, dukkha, anatta of these formations. If you can practice in this way, then defilements will not visit to your mind. So this is guarding faculties. Number two, indriya samvara sila. Then number three is bhojane madhi nyuta. You must try to understand the measurement of your food, your meal. If you eat a lot, you cannot meditate well. Is it true? Sleepiness will follow. So when you are eating your meal, good and very delicious food is necessary. It is true. But too much good, too much delicious food will produce sleepiness. Is it true? So you should try to understand your measure. If you eat today, food is not good. I cannot eat. Then you eat only a little bit. Then you have no energy, so you cannot meditate well. So because of this reason, whether it is good or not, no problem. You should try to maintain your body. So you should try to understand your measurement. Bhojane madhi nyuta. Then another one is jagriya nuyoga. When you are practicing samatha vipassana or when you are meditating, you should sleep 4 hours. The remaining 20 hours, you must practice samatha or vipassana continuously. So this is called jagriyan yoga. If you want to become arahat, you must try. This is for beginners. But if you practice again and again, then you must reduce your sleeping time, 3 hours. Then again, 2 hours. Then again, 1 hour. Then again, without sleeping, you must try hard. So this is necessary. This is called jagriya yoga. Then number four. Then tata sattama, 7 excellent dhammas or 7 noble dhammas. What are 7 noble dhammas? I will calculate. Number one, sattha. Competence. You should have enough competence. Some persons, they say they have not much enough competence in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, etc. They say, but when you are meditating, you should have enough competence in the Buddha. How you should have enough competence? Our Buddha is enlightened one. His enlightenment is associated with omniscient knowledge. This is called, or in other words, his arhampath produced omniscient knowledge. So, his arhampath in omniscient knowledge, sabhinyodajnana, is called body, samasambodhi. You should have enough confidence in this body enlightenment. If you have no confidence, then meditation will be not improved. So confidence is necessary. Then another is, you should have enough confidence in Dhamma. How many Dhammas? There are 10 types of Dhammas. 4-part knowledge, 4-prusian knowledge. And Nibbana, altogether 9. These are Subramandi. 9 Dhammas, 9 Subramandi Dhammas. Another one is Pariyadi Dhamma. Pariyadi Dhamma is the teaching of our Buddha. You should have enough confidence in the teaching of Buddha. For example, when you are practicing vipassana, then if you want to practice vipassana, first you must try to understand ultimate materiality. Secondly, you should try to understand ultimate mentality. Internally and externally both. This is the instruction of Buddha in Mahasripana Sutta. You should have enough confidence in this instruction. Again, if you want to understand ultimate materiality, how you should try? You must practice four elements meditation systematically. This is the instruction of our Buddha. This is the teaching of Buddha. You should have enough confidence in this teaching. If you have no enough confidence in this teaching, if you practice vipassana, is it possible? You cannot see small particles. You cannot analyze small particles. You cannot see ultimate materiality. You cannot see ultimate mentality. How you can practice vipassana? So this is very important. You should have enough confidence in Buddha's teaching. Then another is, you should have enough confidence in Sangha. Sangha means 8 types of noble persons only, not ordinary, worldly bhikkhus. You should have enough confidence in these noble, 8 types of noble disciples. Riya Sangha. If you have no confidence, you will not try to become arahat. Is it true? Because you have not enough confidence. If you have enough confidence at that time only, you will try to attain arahatship. So you should have enough confidence in the Sangha. Sangha, they realize Nibbana stage by stage. If I also try according to the instruction of Buddha, I can also become one day noble one. Such competence is necessary. Another is, you should have enough competence in the 3 types of training. The training of morality, the training of concentration, and the training of wisdom. Training of morality means, when you are practicing samatha or vipassana, purification of bhajju is necessary. This is the training of morality. But if you have not enough confidence in your bhajju cannot be purified. If there is no purification of bhajju, if you practice samatha, you cannot be successful. If you practice vipassana, you cannot be successful. You cannot be successful. So this is problem. So because of this reason, you should have enough confidence in the training of morality. In the same way, when you are practicing samatha, you should have enough confidence in the training of concentration. Or how it can be attained that when you are focusing on the breath object, it is impossible. If you have no enough confidence in this practice, how you should practice? Jhana will be not possible. So, you should have enough confidence in the training of concentration also. Then, the training of wisdom, pragalic wisdom. What is the training of wisdom? Especially vipassana. Nowadays, many meditation teachers told, it is impossible to see these small particles. It is impossible to analyze these small particles. It is impossible to see or to understand ultimate materiality taught by the Buddha. Is it they have enough confidence in the teaching or not? They have not enough teaching. They accept it is impossible to understand ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality. If they accept in this way, is it possible for them to practice vipassana according to Buddha's teaching? Is it possible? It is not possible because they have not enough confidence. The most important thing is, many meditation teachers nowadays, they teach, you must emphasize only present, not past and future. Present is your meditation object. Past and future are not your meditation object. In this way, they described. Because of this reason, they do not discern past causes. Past causes produce present effect, they do not understand. Present causes will produce future effect, they do not understand. In other words, they do not understand the dependent origination or the law of the activity of karma. They do not understand. So, ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality are the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sitta, dhammas. The dependent origination is the noble truth of the origin of suffering. These two noble truths are the object of vipassana. So, if they do not understand these two noble truths, if they practice vipassana, their vipassana cannot be real vipassana, only just superficial only. So if you want to practice real vipassana, you should have enough confidence in the training of wisdom. If you have no enough confidence, then you cannot understand ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality and their causes. Then you cannot contemplate them as nature, dukkha, anatta. So confidence is very important. Another important thing is now, number one Buddha, confidence, there are 8 types. Number one Buddha, you should have enough confidence in Buddha. Number two in Dhamma, number two in Sangha. Number four, 3 trainings. Then number 5 is, you should have enough confidence in past 5 aggregates. Please consider carefully. There are many meditators or many people. Some are very beautiful, some are ugly. Why? Some are very rich, some are very poor. Why? Some are very dull persons, some are very wise. Why? So there must be some causes. Some are very healthy, very strong. Some are unhealthy. Full of illness, full of sickness. Why? So there are many causes. According to Buddha's teaching, past causes produce present effect. Present causes produce future effect. If you cannot discern past by aggregates, you cannot understand past causes. If you do not understand past causes, you cannot understand past causes produce present effect. Then you cannot understand Samudaya Sijja, the origin of dukkha. In the same way, if you cannot discern future aggregates, you cannot understand present causes produce future aggregates. You cannot understand. So because of this reason, you should have enough confidence in past aggregate, future aggregate, both past and future aggregate also. Then another thing is dependent origination. You should have enough confidence in dependent origination. This is the activity of the law of karma. So altogether, there are 8 types of confidence. This is number 1, satta. Number 2 is hiri, shame. Shame of wrongdoing or wrong speech. Number 3 is odaba, dread of wrongdoing and wrong speech. So, if you have shame and dread, then you will not do any wrong thing. But if you have no shame and dread, then you will commit any unwholesome deeds. Many wholesome deeds you will commit quickly. So, shame and dread, this is also necessary. Confidence. Number 2, shame. Number 3, dread. Then number 4 is bhusuddha. There are 2 types of bhusuddha. Number 1 is pariyati bhusuddha. Number 2 is pariveda bhusuddha. Pariyati bhusuddha is learning knowledge. Pariveda bhusuddha is penetrating knowledge. What you should learn? You should learn only noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sitta. The noble truth of the origin of suffering, samudaya, sitta. These 2 types of noble truths you must learn by heart. What is ultimate materiality? You should learn by heart. What is ultimate mentality? You should learn by heart. If you do not understand what is ultimate materiality, what is ultimate mentality, how you should practice vipassana? Is it possible? Not possible. Learning alone not enough. But before you are penetrating this ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, you must learn. For example, here, in your eye, how many types of kalabas are there? You must learn first. There are six types of kalabas. What are six? You must learn under the guidance of teacher before you are practicing practically. Then if we analyze these six types of kalabas, there are 54 types of rupas. What are 54? If you do not understand 54, how you should practice to understand them practically? So it is impossible. First, you must try to understand this 54 Pali knowledge. If you had been already learned, then you should practically practice four elements meditation. Then one day you will penetrate small particles in your eye. At that time, please analyze these small particles one by one. Then you will understand 54 types of rupas. Then this is penetrating knowledge. So both learning knowledge and penetrating knowledge is necessary for attaining Nibbana. Is it true? Without realizing Bonobo truth, you cannot become Sotapanna or Sakadagami or Anagami or Arahat. To realize Bonobo truth, number one is Noble truth of suffering, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality. Number two is the Noble truth of the origin of suffering, Smurya Siddha. This is dependent origination. First, you must learn these two noble truths by learning knowledge under the guidance of teacher. Secondly, you must practice practically to understand or to penetrate these two noble truths. At that time, only you can contemplate these two noble truths as anicca, dukkha, anatta. At that time, you can practice vipassana. So, this learning knowledge and penetrating knowledge is called bahusuddha. Sada, number one, sada, confidence. Number two, shame. Number three, dread. Number four, learning knowledge. Number five, worry, effort. You must try, I want to attain Nibbana, but there are something to do. Tomorrow I must go back. Is it possible to attain Nibbana? Possible? So, you should try careful. Careful. You should try hard. If you do not try hard, effort, without effort, then it is impossible. What is effort? Four types of effort. You must try to remove defilements which had already risen in your mind. You must try to remove, to protect. You must try hard to protect the defilements which are not yet risen in your mind. So to remove these defilements or to destroy these defilements, how you should try? You must practice samatha vipassana or sila samadhi pinya, the training of morality, the training of concentration, the training of wisdom. If you practice these three types of trainings, you can destroy or you can suppress these defilements. Then you should try to increase kosa tamas which are not yet risen in your mind. This is especially samatha and vipassana and but kosa tamas. You should also practice to increase and develop up to the fulfilled stage of kosa tamas. This is, you should practice samatha vipassana up to arhat stage. So, these four types of effort is necessary. The another one is sati, mindfulness. Mindfulness is always necessary. When you are practicing to observe purification of bhajyu, you must enough mindfulness. Oh, I forget. So because of this reason, I kill something. For example, mosquitoes. This careless mind is impossible. You should always have enough mindfulness to observe your bhajju. In the same way, when you are practicing concentration, samatha, then you should have enough mindfulness on your meditation object. When you are practicing vipassana, in the same way, you must have enough mindfulness on your vipassana object. What are the object of vipassana? Ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes. These are the object of vipassana. You must always be mindful of ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes. And then you must always remember another one. Another one is together with wisdom faculty number 7. Wisdom. There are 2 types of wisdom faculty. Vipassana insight wisdom faculty and path knowledge wisdom faculty. Vipassana means ultimate, if you penetrate ultimate mentality, ultimate materiality and their causes, this is also called, this penetrating knowledge is also called wisdom. Another wisdom faculty is you must again try to see nature, impermanent nature, dukkha, suffering nature, another non-self nature of this ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality and their causes. This ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality and their causes are called formations. You must contemplate these formations as nature, dukkha and another, repeatedly again and again up to these systematically according to the stage of vipassana insight. So this vipassana insight knowledge is also called wisdom. This all together there are 7 noble dhammas or 7 excellent dhammas. I will repeat again. Number 1, sadha, confidence. Number 2, hiri, shame. Number 3, uddhava, dread. Number 4, bahusuddha, learning knowledge and penetrating knowledge. Number 5, wariya, effort. Number 7, sati, mindfulness. Number 8, wisdom, insight knowledge and path knowledge. Altogether, there are 7 noble dhammas or excellent dhammas. Then another 4 is phajjana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. Altogether, there are 15 charana dhammas, contact dhammas. Do you remember 15? Maybe if you do not remember, then please calculate again. So, these charana dhammas, they must fulfill. This is one side. Another is there are 8 types of vijja. Among 8 types of vijja, vipassana is very important. What is vipassana? Nechadi vasena vividehi agarehi dhamme pasriti vipassana. This definition is mentioned in Atta Salini commentary. What is the meaning? If you, the noble truth of suffering, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and the noble truth of the origin of suffering, this is dependent origination. These 2 noble truths are called formation, sankhara. These sankhara dhammas are the object of vipassana. If you contemplate these sankhara dhammas as anicca or dukkha or anatta, such type of contemplation is called vipassana. Without understanding ultimate materiality, without understanding ultimate mentality, without practicing dependent origination, without understanding dependent origination, if you practice vipassana, is it real vipassana? Not real vipassana. So you must think, please think carefully about these problems. See, altogether, there are 15 charana dhammas and 1 vijja. So, if you trying to see this charana dhamma and vijja dhamma, in vijja dhamma, there are different types of psychic powers. They are also good, but for attaining hardship, they are not necessary. If they can attain psychic power, if they can possess psychic power, it is also good. But if they cannot attain psychic power, no much problem. But vipassana is very important. So in vijaya sight, there is also vipassana. In 15 charana dhammas, there is also vipassana. What is the difference between charana and vijaya? Vipassana. So vipassana inside knowledge can produce to be reborn in new existence, such as Sankarupaka Jnana. Even Sankarupaka Jnana also can produce to be reborn new existence if there are no much strong powerful Hosantamas for him. One example is mentioned in Sotanugata Sutta of Anguttara Nikaya. A bhikkhu trying diligently samatha vipassana. He practiced diligently samatha vipassana stage by stage up to Sankarupaka Jnana stage. When practicing up to Sankarupaka Jnana stage, he passed away. He cannot attain noble ship. At that time, his Sankarupaka path knowledge can produce to be reborn in Deva world. So, that consciousness of human world and but consciousness of Deva world is only one mind moment. He, at that time, his but consciousness also can understand the nature, dukkha nature of another nature of these formations. Because the object of Sankarupaka Jnana is the nature or dukkha or another nature of these formations. When contemplating nature, dukkha, another, he passed away only. Because of this reason, but consciousness of his deva life or deva existence also take this object, nature or dukkha or another nature of these formations. In the same way, bring up mind moment of the path consciousness. Along his life, throughout his life, bring up mind states, bring up mind state of deva world also, take this same object. Same object means nature or dukkha or another nature of these formations. So his bhuvanga mentality also can understand nature or dukkha or another nature of these formations. Because of this reason, every dhammas are floating in his mind, very clear in his mind. When he contemplates these formations as nature, dukkha, another, he can quickly attain or he can quickly realize nirvana, he can quickly attain sarvabhana stage. So this is mentioned in Sotanugata Sutta. Because of this reason, in Parisamhita Magga also mentioned, if there are not so strong, powerful Hosantamas, then this Sankarupaka Hosantama can produce to be reborn in new existence. In this way, they are mentioned. So because of this reason, if vipassana can produce new existence, that vipassana is charana as well as contact. As well as vijaya, both charana as well as vijaya, both. But vipassana, some vipassana insights cannot produce any new existence. If they cannot produce any new existence, this is called only vijaya, wisdom only, not contact, charana. Charana is like foot, vijaya is like eye. If you have foot, then you can walk, you can go anywhere. If you have eye, you can see everything. Vijaya is like eye. Charana is like foot. The meaning is charana dhammas can produce to be reborn to meet with Buddhas, dhammas, sanghas, and good parents, good kings, good families, etc. When they meet with Buddha, if they have enough charana and vijaya seat, vijaya dhammas, when they are listening the dhamma from the Buddhas, they can easily realize four noble truths like Panchavakkhya bhikkhus, five group bhikkhus. When listening dhamma chakka bodhana sutta again and again, they realize four noble truths. They begin Sotapannas. Then later when they are listening another Lakana Sutta, they begin Arahas. Why? They had accumulated in previous life Vipassana up to Sankarupaka Jnana stage many times. So because of this reason, they have enough parami. In the same way, if you want to attain hardship, these 50 charana dhammas in one vipassana insight is necessary. How long you must fulfill these paramis? For savakas, for ordinary, there are three types of savakas. Eka savaka, maha savaka, and pagati savaka. Eka savaka means chief disciples. In our Buddha's time, Benarive Sariputta and Benarive Mahamoggallana. They must fulfill their paramis, one asankhya and 100,000 aeons. They beginning from the intent of Anoma Dasi Buddha. They fulfill these two types of adhikara, adhikara kusala dhammas and chanda, satran desaya. These two paramis they fulfill one asankhya and 100,000 aeons. Then another is Mahasavaka, great savaka. There are 18 great savakas in our Buddha's time. Benarive Anuruddha, Benarive Ananda, Benarive Mahakasava, etc. They are great savakas. They must fulfill these two paramis, these paramis, Charana and Vija, for 100,000 aeons. Ordinary Pagati Savaka, ordinary Savakas. Ordinary Savakas is, they are not great Savaka or they are not cheap Savaka. Only ordinary Savakas, if they want to attain hardship, how long they must fulfill their parami? It is not mentioned in a fixed time. Some must fulfill for many aeons, for some must fulfill for few lives only. One predominant predominant example is Sicchaka Paribhajaka. Sicchaka Paribhajaka, intent of Buddha, he debate with Buddha. How did he debate? Buddha says five aggregates are anatta. He argued five aggregates are anatta. In this way, he argued with Buddha. But Buddha explained to him five aggregates are anatta. Buddha taught him two long discourses, Sula Sicchaka Sutta and Maha Sicchaka Sutta. But he cannot attain any nobleship. But in his mind, he understood, five aggregates are anatta. He accepts in his mind. This is his parami. Because of this parami, after Mahaparinibbana of our Buddha, more than 200 years later, between 200 and 300 years. In Sri Lanka, he became one famous arahat called Mahakala Buddha Rakhita. So, within four or five lifetime also, parami can be fulfilled. So for ordinary savakas to attain hardship, few paramis, few lives is necessary. So, altogether, there are three types of savakas. Now, if you want to attain hardship, how you should try? You must fulfill 15 types of conduct, charana dhammas. You must fulfill one type of vijja, vipassana. This is at least. So, this is called adhikara kusala dhamma. Adhikara kusala dhamma, they translate very great powerful wholesome dhammas. Why they are called very great powerful wholesome dhammas? They accumulate these wholesome dhammas for realization of nibbana only, not for enjoyment of sensual pleasures. Because of this reason, these wholesome dhammas are called great wholesome dhammas. Another one is what? Satran desire to attain hardship. If you have enough desire, satran powerful desire, and if you have enough great wholesome dhammas, then you can attain hardship. So only one question this night. There are many questions. Next week we will continue. Okay. Now 9:30. Okay? Okay, sharing merit. Idame bonya asawakhya waha hodu idame bonya nibbana sa pachyo hodu idame bonya sabba sadana pajema kesabe mesama punya bhaga labhandu sadhu sadhu sadhu.